Ready to fire up the grill for some 4th of July burgers? Well, U.S. beef ranchers who voted heartily for President Donald Trump are now getting a bit skittish about his trade wars. International tariffs are set to hit U.S. beef the first week of July. Correspondent Anna King reports from Eastern Oregon.
Buck Taylor's trying to haul his Greenbroke Palomino broodmare back to his home place. She's been bred up by his neighbor stud horse.
Well, we'll get that mare in this trailer somehow.
Taylor runs around 1,000 Red Angus mother cows in the Diamond Valley of remote southeast Oregon. He sells fresh steers and heifers each fall. The Trump administration's trade tariffs could really hurt Taylor's business. A glut of meat on the market and lower prices for his cattle at the fall sale. But
I am, yes, a very staunch Trump supporter. I am so proud of our United States in the last, well, since he's been elected, of all the turnarounds that he promised, he has kept.
Taylor flies a large Trump flag off the posts that mount his mailboxes. Still, losing trade with China, Canada, and Mexico?
I think, yes, we might take a hit in the ag business because of the trades. The actual wellness of the United States is more important to me than my small industry of agriculture.
The hurt could be big. China is a newer and more promising market for cuts of beef not popular in America. Canada took nearly $1 billion in beef last year, and Mexico is also slapping heavy tariffs on American pork. A flood of chops cheaper than beef. Outside of Madras in central Oregon, Johanna Simon's saddle squeaks. It's about the only sound as she rides her gelding quiet and slow through big pens of young cattle. She doesn't want to spook them. She's looking for any coughing or injured calves on her family's 4,500-head feedlot so they can doctor them.
It's not a good situation when you have a dead calf because these cattle average about $900 each, so that's what they cost. So we do everything in our power to keep them alive and well.
The Simons family breeds 750 range cows and finish their calves in a feedlot. Then they butcher the adult cattle and deliver the meat to restaurants and stores. She's built this operation from scratch with her husband, trying to cut out the middlemen. An increased load of beef on the U.S. market could really hammer Simon's price from gate to plate.
It's a concern. I don't think there's much that someone like me can necessarily do about it. I feel like some of us little guys, our hands are just tied, but it's a concern.
She also voted for Trump, and despite her worries...
No, my mind isn't changed at this point. If we were to be cut off from, like, Mexico or some other big players, it would be very concerning to me.
And Simon's worries about steel and aluminum too, fence posts, tractors, and vehicles.
There's a lot to this trade deal. And I just hope and pray that he definitely thinks of the larger picture.
Back with rancher Taylor, Diamond Valley, we drive down to what he calls Flag Field. Taylor says having Trump as president makes him feel more listened to, more valued as a rural person. We stop by a babbling creek. The day after the election, Taylor and his four grandchildren spray-painted this field gate. It now looks like an American flag, reflectors for stars.
We're proud of it.
Just like he's proud of Trump. I'm Anna King in Diamond Valley, Oregon.